Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
The CDC has announced that there is almost zero chance of getting COVID from surfaces. Ooh. And with that, Americans never wash their hands again.
Starbucks has launched a new eco-friendly program called Borrow a Cup, in which customers return their cup after finishing their drink so the store can use it again. And Dunkin' Donuts plans to compete with this promotion by not doing that.
The house where Lizzie Borden murdered her parents has been sold for $2 million and will be turned into a bed and breakfast. Though a bed and breakfast where a murder happened is pretty much just a Days Inn.
If you're a restaurant like the one in Detroit that's banning people from entering because they smell like marijuana, you need to learn a little bit more about marijuana. People who are high will order everything you have on the menu. And if you bring them the wrong food, they'll still eat that, too.
641. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Weather-wise, clouds in the morning and then increasing sun this afternoon. We'll see high around 66, right now 49. So I guess Prince Harry is back in England and Meghan is not.
Yes. Well, this news came down on Friday. Prince Philip passed away at the age of 99 years old.
99.
I know. Isn't that just incredible?
He hung in there.
Yeah. What a long life. And then everyone keeps talking about Prince Harry and Meghan. Are they going to come to the funeral? Or are they not going to come to the funeral? But it looks like Prince Harry did arrive yesterday in the UK. 2 days after the death of his grandfather. I was watching some stuff over the weekend that said he has to quarantine now for, I think, 5 days.
Harry does,
before he's really allowed to go around anyone.
Yeah,
so I guess he's probably like on lockdown or something like that.
He doesn't really. They're just punishing him.
I don't know. But Meghan Markle did not make the trip. And it's not really a snub because Meghan is expecting their second child and the doctor advised her against traveling.
You're not supposed to fly after a certain point, right?
Well, you're not. Yeah. And it's not just because of the fact that of the medical part of it. But I asked my doctor when I was pregnant, I was like, so I shouldn't be traveling now? And she's like, it's mostly because you're going to be away from your medical team and your professionals. Like, you know, you've spent your whole pregnancy going to these same doctors, knowing you're going to deliver at this certain place. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm hours away from doing all of that.
I see. So did they say when that is? Is it like the last trimester?
It's kind of. I mean, they kind of are you need to stay close once you get to around 36
so
weeks
as an example, Toria probably should not travel right now.
Correct. Because she's, she's due in the first week of May. Also, we don't exactly know when Meghan is due. We're just being told it's sometime this summer, but clearly she's not going to fly halfway across the world from California. Prince Philip, his funeral is set for Saturday at 3:00 local time, which is 10 a.m. Eastern here. There are going to be about 30 people only at the funeral. I'm hearing that Prince Philip had requested something very minimal, that he will not lie in state. He's actually going to lie at rest in a private chapel at Windsor Castle until the day of the funeral. The entire country is in mourning until the day of the funeral. There are going to be about 30 people that are going to be going. They're going to go from a private chapel to St. George's Chapel, which is where they'll have everything there at Windsor Castle. And then after that, he will remain in the royal vault. That's kind of where his final resting place will be. But we're not exactly sure who the 30 people are going to be. But I did hear yesterday that I think it's going to be televised.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe you'll be able to see some of the things that are happening.
Why not? He wanted to televise the wedding.
Yeah.
And it was his idea to do that televised documentary with the BBC.
Which I heard also when I was watching footage about this over the weekend, that it was his idea to do this televised thing with the BBC because he wanted it to seem like royals were like normal people, just like us. So it showed them.
And what we learned is.
Yeah, they're not. but it was showing them like camping and grilling out. And everyone that has kind of talked about that said the Queen hated it.
Yeah.
That she hated all these cameras being there and having to fake everything. But
right.
Yeah, so that's that. And then also, Also, Jeff, on Friday, we learned that DMX had passed away.
I know.
He was a big rapper in the late 90s and 2000s. Huge part of our upbringing. I don't know if you listened to him, Tim, but my friend Sally and I loved DMX. It was a week after suffering an overdose. His brain function kind of never returned, and then his organs started failing on Friday, and we kind of knew that this was going to be happening to him because we learned that they were calling in all of the family. It looks like he had 15 children and passed away at the age of 50. His real name was Earl Simmons. So rest in peace, DMX.
I heard his label is being trashed for releasing a couple of compilations while he was hospitalized.
Yeah, like kind of monopolizing on that.
Cashing in.
Yeah. But he was so, like, even listening back to some of his stuff, on Friday we were listening to him at home, and it was just like, oh, it was so nostalgic for us. And then we started talking about the movies that he was in. Because he was in several, lots of different movies. He was quite a great actor as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was
sad.
It was sad.
All right. In other E! News this morning, Janet Jackson's Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction was, in fact, all Justin Timberlake's idea because he wanted to one-up Britney Spears. That, according to stylist Wayne Scott Lucas, who helped Janet get ready for the 2004 halftime show. He says that Justin wanted to upstage Britney and Madonna and Christina Aguilera after they had just made headlines a few months earlier by making out at the VMAs. The original idea was for Janet to be wearing a dress and Justin would step on the back of the dress, pulling it off to reveal Janet wearing nothing but a pearl G-string underneath.
Which I heard was kind of, because I read a story about this, and the reason that they were going to do that was because a particular episode of Sex and the City had just aired where Kim Cattrall was wearing a pearl thong. And that's where that whole idea kind of came from.
Well, for whatever reason, they changed the plan and went with the nipple reveal instead. Wayne says, and again, keep in mind, he was Janet's stylist who helped her get ready for that halftime show where this happened. He says, and I quote, "I would not call it a wardrobe malfunction in a million years. It was the most functioning wardrobe in history. As a stylist, it did exactly what it was intended to do." I mean, wasn't that obvious at the time when we watched it and we would, you know, roll back the DVR? It just appeared like it was supposed to, like it was part of the act.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when they came back and were like, oh, that was a wardrobe malfunction, like nobody bought that.
No, because I even watched it back last night because I don't really remember. I wasn't watching it when it happened live. I was out of the country. But I even watched it last night. Like, I pulled up a YouTube clip of it, and I was like, oh, what happened here? Because I don't really remember it happening. And it was completely deliberate. Yeah.
And the FCC thought so too, because they fined the hell out of CBS.
Well, so much so that she has some kind of, like, piercing over top of her actual boob, and then she kind of just, like, grabs it very nonchalantly, like, just covering it up. So weird.
Yeah, the whole thing was weird.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of sad that Jen isn't here today, because I was really excited to share this story with her about this real live Magic Mike show that's coming to HBO. So HBO Max is developing a reality competition that's inspired by Magic Mike, the movie. And this show is called The Real Life Magic Mike. And it's going to feature 10 men who have lost their magic. And it's going to take them through, like, working out, getting their bodies back. It's going to bare their souls and more. It's kind of like this evolution of their body. It's going to teach them how to perform routines and develop self-confidence. Mm. And then what they're going to do is they're going to have this competition for a cash prize. And then you also will get to perform at the Magic Mike live show in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Whoever wins. I think it sounds really cool. And Channing Tatum, if you know, he was the, like, original Magic Mike in the movies. He's on board as a producer, but it doesn't sound like he's going to really appear on screen.
He's not going to get out there himself.
I think it sounds fun. Like, what a fun style of show.
Well, something else is kind of fun. Disney has created an actual lightsaber. Sort of. During a virtual presentation about the opening of Disney parks,
Yes.
An executive showed off the lightsaber, turned it on, and said, "It's real." And then the video ended.
How does that happen?
I don't know. A reporter who was in attendance said the way the light activated from the hilt was similar to how lightsabers activate in the Star Wars films. Later in the day, a Disney creative boss said a lot of questions today about whether the lightsaber that was revealed today was real or CGI and whether I would share photos or video. And yes, it was and is really real and not yet. There's no word where, when, or how this thing is going to be used, but since it was unveiled during a presentation on the Disney parks, maybe it'll be something that you actually get to play with when you're at the park. Well, that would be kind of neat. Which would suggest that while they turn on and off like the ones in the movies, I'm assuming they probably don't cut people in half.
No, I was going to say the same thing, and how fun is it going to be to play with a light? I don't know. Right. I'm not a Star Wars person.
Stop cutting your sister in half. Right.
Sorry. I'm going to light you.
Yeah. Right. All right. Anything else?
I don't think so. All that's right. Kind of it.
That's your latest C News for now. We'll have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead, we got three headlines for you. Two headlines are fake. One headline is real. If you can guess the real headline, you're going to win. Kathy.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good for a Monday.
All right. Glad to hear that.
Us too.
Thanks.
All right, Kathy, here are the three headlines. Two are fake, one is real. You get the real one, you're going to get a prize pack.
All right.
Is the real headline A, a woman tried to buy gift cards at the Dollar General using a fake $1 million bill? Is it B, a man breaks every TV at Buffalo Wild Wings with a 9-iron after Jordan Spieth finishes third in the Masters tournament? Or is it C, a couple is arrested for arson after they burn down their own house? They tell the cops they were desperate to move due to seasonal allergies.
I'm going to go with B.
I know, right? It is nuts with these allergies. But it's not C. It's actually A, the fake $1 million bill.
Yeah, a woman actually went to a Dollar General in Maryville, Tennessee last week, tried to buy a bunch of gift cards using a fake $1 million bill.
$1 million.
I mean, obviously it was fake. The U.S. has never actually made a $1 million bill.
Which is kind of a bummer. I mean, no,
why not? I mean, I would think that could be really fancy looking.
Yeah. Or it could have, like, you know, Mount Rushmore on the front or something. Like,
something.
What president would be on there?
Jeff Bezos is doing his laundry for the first time in a while. And,
oh, man, I found a mill in the pocket of my old jeans.
Sweet. The woman told the cops she got it from a church, and she got off with a warning. She also cannot go back to the store. So there you go. Check your bills. If you still use, are you still using cash?
I am.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.